I'm Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. I'm joined by my friends, Jackie and Jason.
Hi, I'm Jackie.
Hello, I'm Jason.
Yeah, so we are on our 72nd episode, The Moment of the Ultimate Fighting Champion, otherwise known as UFC, which premiered on May 8th, 1997, with 23.07 million viewers. Jackie, give us a lowdown.
I just want to say real quick, this is the day before my 27th birthday.
Oh, yeah. May 9th. Yes, you're the same birthday as my sister. That's easy to remember.
Oh, my God.
Oh, do you remember what you did?
No.
I don't remember my 27th either. It wasn't that long ago.
That's right in the middle. It's smack dab right in your 20th and your 30th.
Wow. I was in Miami. I lived in Miami. That's all I remember.
Must have been a fun night then.
Was that when you auditioned for the play?
Red? Did you audition for Red?
I don't remember. Maybe. Sorry. Oh, give us the Jack.
Okay. Well, Mom and Pete's relationship takes a turn because he wants to be a UFC fighter. And so we got introduced to that last episode. Now we're actually going to see it through and we're going to see what happens with them. Chandler gets a little too close with his boss and Ross starts dating Phoebe's friend, Bonnie. So you guys want to start with? Oh, let's start with the intro to this episode. It is by far one of the best of the whole entire series. Robin Williams and Billy Crystal. Amazing.
I got really excited watching Robin Williams because
I know
he was so great. It just kind of made me feel
comfortable. It was so random, though. I watched it. I actually felt like the friends were like, wait, what just happened?
Yes. And it was random. So there's a whole story behind this because I was like, there's got to be something. And I was watching the friend's face during this too, see who's going to break, because Jen Aniston sometimes breaks during some certain things, but they did so well with it. So I Googled and Screen Rant says that they were just in the right place at the right time on a nearby set on the Warner Brothers lot because their cameos weren't even planned. So they just happened to be working in a neighboring set and they wandered into the friend set. And then the writers asked them if they want to make a quick cameo. And so they did, and they totally did it on the fly. They ad-libbed their entire scene, inventing the story of Tomas and his wife. And the improv, like with Joey interrupting, Matt LeBlanc totally improv'd that and everything. So it was so perfect because I just think that's just their genius. Like Robin Williams and Billy Crystal are really good friends just in real life, or they were. So I just thought it was so perfect. And I was like, this is amazing. I loved it.
Essentially, they crashed the friend set.
Essentially, and yeah.
Literally crashed the opening scene. You're like, can we sit here?
Yes, literally.
And literally, Monica's like, I don't even remember what I was going to tell you.
She was trying to tell them that, you know, she's not getting engaged to Pete, that he wanted to be a UFC fighter. And then she's just like, I don't know. Like, I would know. Because that would be my reaction, too. Like, can you imagine, like, having these two comedic legends sitting next to you? And then they do this thing, and you just don't even know what to say. Like, I would just be making, like, weird faces. I'd be like, what are they doing?
Yeah, and I think it's one thing to, you know, have those faces, but then also talking about a random story about somebody cheating on somebody, like, that in itself, I'd be like, huh, I'd be like, what are they saying? What's happening? You know?
Because he had access.
And
then they get up and storm out, and it's over. I'm like, are they coming back? Because this, it's just weird. And then Matt LeBlanc had very good timing then when he said, are you the gynecologist?
It was good. Yeah, I do agree with Jason. It was really random. But I mean, any Billy Crystal or Robin Williams is
Yeah, who's going to say no?
Right.
Exactly. Who's going to say no? And then Friends is such a huge show by now. So it's like they have the name to bring in like these casts. You know, so they have the name to back themselves up, you know, in sense of like, oh, let's bring on these two comedic legends. Yeah, of course, it's going to be on Friends. It's not going to be on some other show that doesn't get very much viewership, you know?
Yeah, so. It was huge.
I loved it.
Very fun.
That was really good. But I mean, something that wasn't so good, Pete and Monica.
Yeah.
I mean, Monica finds out, you know, he wants to be a UFC fighter. And she tells the crew. And so, yeah. I mean, sucks for Monica, but she started supporting them. She started supporting him in his dream, which is always good. I feel like you need to be there to support people.
Mm-hmm. And they must have gotten the biggest, baddest, like, guy that was against him when Monica actually goes and sees his training and then actually goes to one of his matches. And he's just so, like,
yeah.
He's a real UFC fighter, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tank Abbott, he was a UFC heavyweight fighter, but then he left and then he came back to wrestling in 99. Or no,
he
was a wrestler then UFC, right?
Yeah, UFC in 2003. So yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And then the ring announcer was also Bruce Anthony Buffer, who is the main Octagon announcer for main events. I don't really know UFC Zuffa main events. I don't know if that's a thing. But on UFC broadcast, he's introduced as a veteran voice of the Octagon.
Oh, there you go. So he brought in some realness into this. Maybe it was to promote the UFC to make it more popular. It's like, oh yeah, I saw that on Friends, because I have a lot of instances with that as well. Oh yeah, that was from Friends. Like, and so maybe they did that on purpose, like bringing in these real UFC dudes and real UFC announcers and things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, the show says, there are no rules in this, in UFC, anything goes except for eye couching and fish hooking. So pretty much, Pete's up for grabs. He can be, anything can happen to him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Monica and Ross obviously go to the UFC fight. And I myself, I don't like watching UFC just because it's so bloody and just
it gets too much. Gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love the soda that Ross has too. Oh, and the popcorn. That soda is like a gallon.
Yeah. It's like a big gulp.
Yeah.
Big gulp it's times like, two. Super, well, like super big event. Gulp.
Yeah, like when I would go to the Dodger games, I love the micheladas at Dodger Stadium, and they're so big, and they're like $27.
And I save 30 cents by getting the, the super pack or whatever.
Yeah. And you get a free cup, too. Yeah. Cup.
Oh, it's so funny that they make fun of that sporting events like stuff. Because it's true. It's true. And yet we all fall for it. It's like, oh, I'm not going to get anything to drink. And then it's like a regular cocktail is like $25. So it's like, all right, well, this is what it is.
A cocktail with no alcohol in it.
Yeah.
That's a soda for $27. Yeah. I'm out.
But so, she's sitting really close to him, and she sees that he's getting totally beat up, and she just decides she can't be there to support him. Like, she tries to, like, tell him, hey, you did it, and he's in his stubbornness, am I the ultimate fighting champion? And she can't. She can't be with him anymore because she can't see him keep getting hurt like this. So.
Well, I mean, he was in a full body cast. He's a precaution because he can't move his spine. Oh. So at that point,
Yeah.
I don't know.
How much more?
It's crazy. But it's like we talked about in the last episode. I said, he is very, once he's driven and focused on something, he was relentless until it happened. So it's, he just won't give up.
He won't give up, even though he's in a full body cast.
He's in a full body cast.
But that's like a life or death kind of goal. Like, I don't think that's a goal I would want to achieve.
Yeah, exactly.
No, who cares?
Well, maybe it goes to say that, like, these millionaires and people with so much money, and there's other shows, obviously, that go off this theme, like Succession, like when you have all this power and this money, what else can you do with it? So maybe with him, it's like, okay, I've conquered everything else. I'm goal oriented to do this, but what else are you going to do with your money that you have? So
it's pay hospital bills.
Yeah, exactly. It's silly, but it's maybe that's the kind of psyche that he's in,
So. I mean, do you guys agree with the breakup? Do you think Monica should have broken up with him or should have supported his goal?
I mean, I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I think he's so focused on his goal that he has lost sight of, the bigger picture. I don't even think he'll miss her.
Yeah. And it's also just like, I feel like with this relationship, it's not as like, like emotional and sturdy as her and Richard were. So I think they had to like think of something like, how are we going to write them off? And like you said, they take this comedic to another level. So then, okay, let's take it to another level and do, give him something that he, you know, is so outrageous and out there. So because we didn't really see, there's chemistry, but not as much chemistry as she had with Richard, you know? And so where else could have this gone? You know?
Yeah, I mean that for that kiss in the kitchen, I wasn't sold on it.
Yeah, you weren't sold on it.
I mean, so you're right, no bueno.
Yeah,
you're right.
No bueno.
And I like him. I like Jon Favreau. I like them together, but I didn't see it as substantial.
No,
as
Richard. Call
him Richard. Team Richard.
Totally. That's the thing. Is like I think maybe that everybody's always going to have that comparison with Monica because that was her first like true hearty relationship. You know,
that was a great hearty relationship.
I know. It was just emotional and like you can see it with them. And so, I mean, how many episodes has Jon in? Like six? Is this six? Maybe five? Maybe? I'd have to look.
I don't know, but short enough to know that no bueno.
No bueno. It was a good run, and then let's move on and see what else, you know? But, I mean, and it doesn't seem like she gets too sad about it, so.
Yeah, she's not too sad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Well, Roz has a new date, but we could talk about that when we come back from a break.
Okay. Yep.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. Monica just went through another breakup. And Ross is getting ready for a new date who's not Rachel.
Yeah. So you see here also like how Rachel really feels about him moving on. So we saw how Mark, you know, and Rachel and Ross, how he felt with her moving on. Now we're seeing how Rachel feels with Ross moving on. And it's through Phoebe's friend who she says is bald. So Rachel agrees to it, you know? And so I like that Phoebe asked permission though. That's very good girl code.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know though if I would do that. I mean, yeah, I would ask, but also I don't think I would set my friend up with another friend after my other friend broke up with that friend, you know?
I agree with you. No good is going to come of this. Somehow you are going to be blamed for this.
Yes. So I just...
And she is.
I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't, you know, Phoebe's trying to do good as she always does, but good girl code, like you said, but no.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do it either, and same, but at least she asked. But, you know, we talked about this when Ben Stiller made his cameo with The One with the Screamer. This is actually Ben Stiller's wife, Christine Taylor, so.
Ex-wife.
Well, they were married at the time, yes. I think that's interesting, too, that she's on a couple episodes after him. But she will always be Marsha Brady to me. Because she looks like Marie McCormick, who played the original Marsha Brady, and then she played Marsha in the reboot series, and she just looks like Marsha Brady to me.
She did.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah. And she ends up being, she does have that look, huh? At first, I was like, wait, was she Marsha Brady when you first said that? I was like, wait a minute.
She was Marsha Brady, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, yeah. And the reboots, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm glad Ross is out there, you know, dating and everything, but I don't know. I still see Ross and Rachel.
Well, and I think it's
the whole point.
Yeah, I think it is interesting that Rachel, her reaction is not what she thought it would be either when she met her. when she finally met her, it was not what she thought it would be. She thought that she was okay and she could move on, but when she turned out to be so attractive.
Yeah,
because she had hair.
She had nice blonde hair, like Rachel.
For her to see it, like, right in front of her, too. And it's like she sees the date at Central Park and they're all flirty and chemistry. It's sad, you know? It's like, you know that your ex moves on, but you want to be out of sight, out of mind. You know, you don't want to see them all the time. And it's just hard.
Yeah. And that's a risk you take, you know, when you date, you know, someone, in your group. Friend, or in your group, that's a risk you take. And I think you need to be mature enough to also learn how to deal with that problem. Yeah. Ross, we have seen he's not mature enough to deal with that situation.
Yeah.
Rachel, we thought she was, but now obviously she still has feelings for him and we're seeing that kind of come out.
Yeah. And it's
which
very
is expected.
Real. Yeah. It's real. It's expected. Nowadays, what we do, instead of like seeing it in person, we cyber stalk and see who they're tagged in.
Yeah, it's exciting to feel that way. But she's going to have to decide, is she going to continue to feel this way? Does she want him back, or is she going to move on too? So she's not as moved on as she thinks she is.
She isn't. And this storyline is leading up to the next two episodes. So that you brought up a very valid point, Jason, and that is explored. Can't wait for you guys to see.
I mean, no. I mean, they would be cute together, yes. Christine and Taylor. Well, Bonnie and Ross, but
yeah.
I don't know. And I mean, doesn't Phoebe tell her, you know, hey, look, Ross is happy, you know, kind of let it go.
Yeah.
To Rachel.
We really don't know anything about her yet, other than she was used to be kind of a bald hippie who didn't wear a bra.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll know more about her too in the next few episodes. They say a few remarks here and there about her and stuff, but it is hard for Rachel to realize. And I'm glad that they address it, because this is something that we women or exes, just regular exes, have to go through and feel in real life. It's just not like, it's not happy go lucky. Like, they're addressing all the issues of a breakup, like the awkwardness between the friends, the awkwardness of like each other moving on. Like, I like that they're doing that, because it's hard. So
it's the challenges of dating within a friend group too. Mm-hmm. I mean, date outside your friend group.
Yes, so that you can be like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, exactly. But
then
I mean,
we wouldn't have the storyline and we wouldn't have friends.
That's true. Very true. But something I want to just mention really fast, now that we're kind of done with this little storyline, one of the three storylines. There was something random where they were in Monica's apartment and Ross is on the phone with the restaurant. Yeah. And he says, Winona Ryder for six.
Yes.
Well, that was random.
That was so random. But we will see that it's they're manifesting their guest stars. She comes in.
So he made a reservation under her name so they could get a table, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks. But it was random that they used her.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder. So they're putting a call out there.
Yeah.
Winona's attention.
Yeah,
okay, maybe. So let's get Jennifer Aniston's attention. Let's talk about Jennifer Aniston. We'll get her attention, then she'll be our guest.
Oh, right. Come on, Jen.
Yeah.
Come on, Jen.
So,
I heard Reese Witherspoon on Dax Shepard's podcast the other day saying she's so bored, she has nothing to do, she loves doing podcasts.
Oh, there you go.
So, or we'll take her too. You know, she's been on Reese, if you're listening.
Yeah,
anybody knows Ruth, we'll take her too, right? She was Rachel's sister.
Yes,
yes.
A few episodes. Yes,
we'll take them all. Line them up.
Line them up. That storyline with the phone call and then is brought in, I think, because they want to make a point about what Chandler is going through in this episode, which is the congratulatory butt slap from his boss, which is so random.
This is weird because it's the second episode in a row that has to do with men's butts.
Yes.
Good point.
Yes.
It's just weird. The last episode was all about Ross's butt. This episode is about Chandler's butt.
I don't know. Yes.
I don't know why.
And the strange butt slap, which is like a sports thing, but like even in like, women don't do that. I don't do that. I don't do
men
that.
Men don't do that.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
No one does that. Don't they like kind of?
No, I mean, he first did it when the very first time Chandler did it to Ross, and then they're like, "Whoa."
Yeah.
I mean, but also I think I would expect this from like a family member. You know, whether it's like a pat on the back or like a spank or you know something. like a little noogie or something. Like I would expect it from a family member, but definitely a not a boss. Team
maybe, but you know, not in the office.
Yeah,
no, that's totally inappropriate. And oh, and this is the first time we see Chandler's boss Doug, and this won't be the last time we see him. He actually, we're going to see him throughout the series. So
you gotta love that.
Yeah, he's eccentric in himself.
Was there ever mentioned that Chandler was going to get a new job aside from today or this episode?
No, it's the same job. It's all the same job. It's, you know, the statistical analysis, like inputting stuff. I still can't name his job, even though I've seen this stuff.
No, but it's funny because Chandler goes up to his boss and he tells him, hey, I don't like that you're doing this. And his boss stops. But then as they're leaving another meeting, all of his colleagues are getting spanked like it's a great job, you know, and Chandler starts feeling left out because of what he told his boss that he didn't like it.
I mean, it is funny that the guys originally are all jealous because Chandler does get the attention from the boss in that way. And then they're all jealous of it and they want it. And then he does it to make Chandler feel left out and to feel jealous.
Yeah, totally.
And from that part, it's funny and it's absurd. Again, that whole kind of just taking it to the next level. But it is very odd.
Very odd. Very odd. Very random. Just like the butt in the last episode. There's a butt in this episode, like you said. It's so random.
Very odd. Very random. But did you guys have any favorite lines?
My whole favorite scene is the Robin Williams, Billy Crystal thing. I still laugh out loud when I see that. I was when I was watching this every time. I stop it. I watch it too.
I mean, the funny thing about that opening is it starts out with Chandler saying, wouldn't it be interesting if there were a town in Missouri that had a city named Sample, and then maybe there's a sign that says you're in Sample. And then Robin Williams and Billy Crystal just pop in and do their thing, and then they leave, and it's just like, what just happened? It was very random.
Randomness.
Yeah.
The butt slap, the Billy Crystal, Robin Williams, the urine sample, like it's all random.
I felt like that was kind of like Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of humor. Know, randomness, you know, humor. But it was interesting. It was funny.
Yeah, so definitely.
You know, of course, now looking back and watching Robin Williams and his, you know, comic genius that he is, it's certainly amazing. But
yeah, totally.
Very odd.
Very odd. But I mean, another episode down and one more to go before season four.
Last episode of season three is coming up next.
Coming up on the next episode of Friends with Friends, Phoebe finds out more about her upbringing, and could Rachel and Ross be getting back together?
Yes, I can't wait for you guys to see. There's a lot of revelations in this last episode. They did a good job for the season finale.
Very excited.
Yep. So where can they find us, Jackie?
Oh, yes. If you like us, leave us nice comments on, you know, the Apple or wherever you listen to your podcast, or find us on Friends with Friends Podcast on Instagram. We always like hearing from you guys and all the wonderful work that Vanessa's doing with a questionnaire.
We're all doing it. Team effort. So, yes, until next time. Bye.
Bye.